This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And today we're giving you an update on things happening at Umpqua Community College, kind of in the middle of the year. And President Dr. Rachel Pockran, thanks for coming in.
Hey there, Kyle. Thanks for having me again.
So overall, if you kind of looked at it, everything going on, how do you feel like this year has gone so far?
Oh, it's just the best. We're having the best time out at UCC. We have amazing students, faculty, staff doing incredible work, changing people's lives. So it's all on the up at UCC.
So what about enrollment numbers?
Well, I'm so glad you started with that because it's been amazing to see this incredible rebound in enrollment, students showing up, coming back out of the woodwork after the pandemic. So we are, our head count, which is the number of individual students that we have, is up 18%. And our FTE, which is the number of sort of full-time equivalents that come to the institution, is up right around 16% right now. And we're doing better than most of the other community colleges in the state, which I'm really excited about. And just really excited to see that people are recommitting to their future and seeing that the incredible value of investing in an education or a trade or whatever it is that you want to do with the rest of your life. And the students are back, and that's exciting for everyone.
Did you anticipate this going into the fall? I mean, as people began to register?
I am a wicked optimist, so of course I did. but, you know, I tend to keep my ears to the ground in terms of our staff that is front-facing, serving to students. And when they say, wow, we were busy today. Oh, my gosh, we've got so many appointments. You kind of feel like it's going to happen. So it's great.
But, I mean, you've got to do some planning there in terms of staffing areas or areas where maybe you need two of somebody versus one.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, the way our funding model is, it's a little bit hard to do that. So we tend to react rather than staff ahead of time because we just don't have those kinds of funds. But we have incredible folks who know how to get the work done and how to serve our students and get them through the system so that they can get into those amazing learning experiences that our faculty provide. So they're on it.
So are you fully staffed this year, especially in support positions?
I doubt that anybody in this modern world right now is fully staffed anywhere. So no, we have some open positions, which I'll take the opportunity to say, if you are out there looking for a great job right now, we have incredible benefits. It's a super fun place to work. We laugh a lot, and you get to work somewhere where you are investing in the future of your community. So get on our website and look for jobs. We have a few cool positions open. But I will say that it has changed. If, you know, I was here right about this time last year, Kyle, and we were definitely in a much worse position then. Folks are looking for jobs right now. And also, I think I'll just take a point of pride and say that the word is out that UCC is a great place to work. So we're getting a lot of really great qualified applicants.
As I've talked to different people in education over the last couple of weeks, one of the things that comes up is looking at the numbers of people actually enrolling to be educators in colleges, apparently down all over the place. And there's some concern there about up the road.
Yeah, I think it's tracking with just the lack of workforce in all sectors. I'm not sure that it's much worse in college. I think K-12 probably has a harder time right now. You know, I used to be a K-12 teacher, and that is the hardest job I have ever done in my life. So big hugs and kisses out to our K-12 friends. You know, we're seeing great applicants and people who want to be in that line of work. I would say especially in the faculty ranks. You know, if you want to be a college level teacher, there are a lot of people who really look to the community college model because they really get to be teachers more than researchers, and they really get personal relationships with their students, which is something that fuels all of us in my industry. So we're not seeing too much of that. We're looking good right now. We have great folks.
What about funding? How is the school doing when it comes to the financial bottom line?
You know, we are in a really, really great and fortunate position. I will say that that is mostly due to our amazing CFO, Natalia Brown, who is very conservative with our funds, which is what you want, to make sure that we are as efficient and effective as possible with our tax dollars. You know, anybody that works in an environment where you spend other people's money, other people's tax dollars, I feel that we have a great responsibility to be good stewards of that money. So we're both doing that and also have done a good job of building some reserves that we'll need for capital improvements and upgrades and making sure that we're keeping on top of technology, which is just going at an incredible pace. And our students expect so much more in terms of our digital front door and the experience they have with us. So we want to keep ahead of that. So we've got some reserves set up for that. But as you're probably aware, we are also... We wait every biennium to find out what the state is going to give us for funding. But I think at UCC, we do a very good job of both doing that, but also thinking about ways that we can be entrepreneurs on our campus, too, how we can maximize our facilities and our services to make sure that we have some revenue-generating pots of money as well.
Now, on the K-12 level, there were a lot of pandemic-type funds that came along. I'm not as familiar, though, for community colleges. What did the federal level roll out down through the states with that?
It was pretty similar. So we got some CARES Act money to make sure that, for example, we didn't just lay off our entire workforce when we closed the campus. So that was really important to us. Obviously, those are people that live and work in Douglas County and support families. So it would have been absolutely horrific if we'd have had to have closed a bunch of positions on folks. So that's what that money was for, and it got us through that period. So it was really useful. We're very grateful for that.
What about new programs or things going on this school year that you want to highlight?
Yes. So I think I talked about it last time I was here, but we are launching a whole bunch of new allied health programs coming up. And it's kind of a five-year plan because these things take a while to get off the ground and hire people and all those kinds of things. But as just a little taste, we are bringing in a surgical technician program, a respiratory care therapist program, a radiology tech program, a physical therapy assistant program. So these are all amazing careers that start with really good starting salaries, you know, up in the $50,000 and $60,000 range a year for these jobs. So those will roll out in the next 5 years. So allied health is a big focus, and the other big focus is advanced manufacturing. So think of things like mechatronics, which is a combination of electrical, mechanical engineering, computer science type programs. So it's more in the career and technical education field. Anybody who operates and maintains mechanized or robotic equipment, so people who can go work at Orenco or Convay 7 Robotics or any of our mill facilities. Great training programs for those. And those are jobs that, again, come in at sort of the $25 an hour, $30 an hour pay range. So really family wage supporting jobs right out of a certificate program for a year or a two-year associate's degree.
So with all these programs coming, do you have room to house them all?
Oh, housing. Housing is on our list. You know, I will say that probably 90% of our students are local students. We're a community college. That's our job. And we love that about ourselves. So housing for many of our students is not an issue, but we have about 10% of our students, and that could even grow, that they couldn't really attend college unless we provided housing. So we have some housing options right now, but they are limited, and I can't tell you too much right now without giving it away, but we have some plans in the next year to invest in some increased opportunities for housing for our students.
And what about places to house all these new programs? Are you going to need another building out there?
Well, what's funny is we have plans for a building that we've already gotten a $5 million matching grant from the state from. But I'd also say that, you know, education has changed significantly. And so many of our programs are now hybrid. So there's a lot of the learning that you can do online or in a Zoom format with your instructor. So we don't have as much need for classroom space as we used to have. The need that we have is for lab space. So we want to make sure that if a student drives all the way from Myrtle Creek for class, that they're coming for that hands-on experience, that group work, use all of our cool technology and our equipment that we have, and that some of the lecture stuff can actually happen in a different environment right now. And that's what students expect, and they like it that way. So lab space is what we're really thinking about adding.
All right, more when we come back. Dr. Rachel Pockrant, president of Umpqua Community College, the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 on Inside Douglas County from News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1, Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show at 4. Tomorrow, we talk to Roseburg Mayor Larry Rich and City Manager Nikki Messenger on Inside Douglas County. Dr. Rachel Pockrant, President of Umpqua Community College, in here now. You were talking about the kind of the shift to the hybrid model. And for community colleges, especially if you want to increase your footprint in a county that geographically is as big as many states, having the opportunity to be part of a program, but maybe only come in person, depending on the program, part of the time probably is real advantageous, especially if you've got kids, you know, far down in South County or over towards Reedsport, and you think about, you know, a 45, 50-minute drive both directions every day might take them out of the running for even doing it.
Exactly. And, you know, most of our students are actually what we call non-traditional students. They're actually the majority of our students. So they are older and have jobs and kids and lives and responsibilities that make it very difficult for them to get to campus. And so they have really appreciated this move in education in general to give them more opportunities to access what we have to offer.
Now, UCC has been talking about sports increasingly, even before you got here. Talk about the impact that's making on the campus.
Oh, my gosh. Our sports teams are so fantastic, and our programs are so vibrant. I know many folks come out and watch all of our sports teams, so thank you to all of you who are supporters of those students. What I love about them is that they are students first and athletes second. So they are a vibrant part of our academic community as well, but they add so much to everything that we do. A couple of points of pride about them is that those students tend to have the highest grades that we have at the institution. And they are, I always say, they're the volunteeringest students that we have. Probably our athletes and our nursing department are out in the community constantly volunteering to help with events, or they're at elementary schools reading to students, or they're doing a food drive. It's really, really impressive. Sometimes you may not notice them, but they are helping many, many of our nonprofits with their operations, with the different volunteerism that they do.
You know, a couple of examples. Yesterday, I was out running an errand in downtown, and a number of the members of the baseball team, presumably, were going from the Flagel Center probably to their vehicles. I'm not quite sure. But it was like this. It's like, what is it? What's going on here? Oh, they live down here. And I don't remember what event, so I'm not going to get it wrong, but there was an event in the fall that I was helping with something at, and there was like kind of a last minute, oh my gosh, we need people to do this and this, and somebody looked down the street and saw some of the baseball players or one of the adults, I'm not sure, but suddenly we got a whole bunch of extra help like, you know, in a moment's notice.
Yeah, they are required to volunteer, but they also do way more than they are required to do. They, you know, they help make the Veterans Day Parade happen. They were a big help at the Blocktoberfest that happened in the fall. I mean, I can't even tell you how much they're doing. And many times I don't even know they're out there doing it, but it's pretty incredible. And then that presence downtown, I think, is lovely. I hear comments about it all the time. You know, our students are in the restaurants and the coffee shops and even just going on their training runs around the block. And I think the community appreciates it, and they really enjoy living down there.
So along with sports, what about theater, music? What does that add to the school?
Oh, gosh, everything. You know, our theater and music departments are going strong. Our Umpqua Singers have a wonderful group this year. They just finished their whole holiday season of, you know, holiday songs and music, and that was great. We have a new theater director. I think you've had him on your show, Kyle, but he is a... He's a super vibrant character, Professor Bart, we call him, and he's really invigorating our theater program right now. Auditions are coming up, I believe, for his winter show, which is going to be a comedy Shakespeare play. And, you know, I hate to say Shakespeare because everybody gets the wrong idea, but it really will be a fun show. You know, there is not a community college that I've ever visited that has the kind of performing arts facilities that we have at UCC. So one of our goals in the coming years is to really build that program on a regional and statewide basis so that, you know, back to that housing thing, we're bringing students in from all over the state to really build that program because we have our gem here. I don't think many local community members realize that community colleges don't have a 1,000-seat auditorium like we have.
Well, and in fact, when you have that, making it available and coming out of this side of the pandemic with more things happening again, you know, theater productions or concerts that require a lot of space, et cetera, that's about the only place you can do a lot of those things.
Yeah, we're super fortunate, and we partner with lots of community organizations who use our facility. We love that they're there with us and come onto campus. It's a great place to be.
What about the board? What kind of things are they working on this year?
Oh, gosh. Well, we are launching a new strategic plan in February, so you'll have to have me back because I can't quite talk about that yet, but lots of exciting things for the next 3 years in the strategic plan. We're actually calling it a strategic doing plan because we have lots of work to do. I would say the other thing they're busy with is supporting me. I have the best board in the whole world who really understand where we're trying to go and provide incredible support to our staff and faculty with everything that they do. And then I would say just challenging us to always do better and to always be listening to the community. You know, it's a big county, and having those representatives from all the corners of the county telling us what's going on in Yonkala, making sure that Glendale is represented, is really the important work that they do.
As you look down the road, maybe even way past this initiative coming up, are there things that you sort of, you know, you have a glimmer in your eye about, what if we could get around to doing this someday?
Well, yeah, but I can't tell you those things yet. See, sorry. You'll have to have me back after the strategic plan is launched. But we touched on a few of them. The housing is a big piece, and I'll have more to say in the coming months about some plans with that. And I would say making sure that we are incredible partners to our K-12 folks and making sure that every student in the K-12 system understands the opportunities that exist at UCC. You know, I hear a lot, not everybody needs to go to college. And I know what people are trying to say when they say that, because you could be a plumber, you could be an electrician. But guess what? If you want to be a plumber or electrician, you have to come to community college. And that doesn't mean you're necessarily getting a degree, but you are getting some sort of post-secondary training. And so I want to make sure that message is getting out there to our young folks that come to the college, see what's available, find out how you can invest in yourself. And we want to make sure we're reaching out into the schools and that students know what's available to them, because we have incredible talent and we have tons of jobs open in our community. So how are we matching those two things up? And I think UCC plays a big role in that.
And for high school students as well, some of those dual credit opportunities.
Yes, we are expanding dual credit as we speak. And of course, you know about our Friday Career Academy. We're planning to double that this coming year. We're going to add forestry, and we're going to add something in that advanced manufacturing space, and a certified nurse assistant program. So we'll have three new programs in that, and hopefully double our student enrollment in that for high school students.
Dr. Rachel Pockrat, president of Umpqua Community College, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
1257 Inside Douglas County News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.